We were holding Daf Vav Amud Aleph on top. Again, the Shaila was that before we had a drosha of Min HaBoko Lo Hitziyas HaTreifa, that you cannot bring an animal that's a treifa for a korban. And the question is, what do we need a pasuk for? Pshita, a treifa is not called Mimashka Yisrael. Since a Jew cannot eat it, pshita, you cannot bring it for korban. What do we need a pasuk for? Tomorrow, try to bring Limudin, Svaros boy, I would have thought, yeah, and so far we slugged them all up. At last, we learn now from Tzitzis, learn now from Klayim, the Klayim is Hutru by the Beged of a Kohen Gadol, by Kohen, by the Avnate. Last, Gemara's Teretz was on top of the Vav and Aleph was, Malak Klayim, Shemitzvos Bekach. They can't bring any proof. That's the mitzvah. That's the Gezeras HaKosiv, that the Avnate has to be made from Klayim, and the Kohen has to wear it. So you have no proof for a case of a behemoth that you want to bring a treifa for korban. It doesn't have to be a treifa. So you have no proof, no havamin to say that a treifa should be kosher for korban. Samara says rather that Rav Shishi bred Ravidi Omar Mishum Dikl Meima. You know what the havamin was that a treifa should be kosher for korban without the posik? It's because I could say Dikl Meima Lehed Dino Vetesi B'mehatzad. Let me go over and learn out like two of them together with the Mehatzad. From each one separately, we ask questions. But maybe let's do it two together and say like this. Ma'alam Malika, one raya was, Malika, by an oif, really it's a treifa. Like really it's possible outside the chulin, if you make a Malika, it's a treifa, it's a sinavela. In Kochim though, it's mutter. So you see, by Kochim, things are mutter, even though outside it's also. So on this we said, no, Ma'alam Malika, Shekein Kedusha Soi, Oisrosa. But that's all part of the Kedusha. That's part of the din of the korban of a knife, is to make the malika. So, therefore, Tosis explains before that Tosis says this svar shekeng tu shosai yisrosa means pirus, shek tu shosai geremis lo, lios chaluka, viyena moteris beshchita kishar chulin. Because if it's kedusha it has this din, you have to make a malika and not a regular shchita. So, I can't learn out treifa. So, Mar says, if so, I'll tell you maybe that chelev adam yachichoi. Chelev and dam of a korban that you bring on the mizbeach, that should bring a proof that it's not kedushasay yisrosay, it's also anyway, and still you can bring it on the mizbeach. So unless you could ask, no, ma'ala chelev adam shekein voye mechlal heter, listen, it's coming from a behemoth that the rest of the behemoth is heter. So it's not so bad, it's not the whole animal that's treif, that's awesome. Here the whole animal is kosher, it's only the chelev and the dam. But since it's coming from an animal that's kosher, maybe that's what the Torah says, you're allowed to bring it under Mizbeach. But a treif, you have no proof. So this Gemara says, Malicha Techiach, a knife that you make the Malicha like Bachul, is Psula Legamri, there's no pot that's muta. So let the Malicha be Techiach, the Gemara says, and therefore, V'chazer Adin, let's learn now one from the other. Loi Roi Zek Roi Zek, this Chumra is not like that Chumra. For Leroy Zekeroy Zed, this is not like that. But Akoponam Atzad HaShavah Shabhem, what's the common denominator over here? Shasur and Lehejit, that they're both Osir, the Malika and Chelev Adam to Hejit, Umutorm Legvoya, but Akoponam, when it comes to bring it for Korban, it's Mutu Legvoya. So maybe in Svar I would have said, Afa Neyavi Treif, and maybe Treif also should be Kosher to be brought for Korban. That Afa Pi Shasur and Lehejit, even though it's also for Hejit, either Treifam, but still, maybe it's a muteras legvoya. Maybe treifa should be muteras legvoya. So therefore, take on this good one, need a posik min habokor to be yot to take out the treifa. Morris says no. Mal yatzar hashava shabem shekem mitzvosa mekach. Both to these two places, dam and chelov. That's the mitzvah. That's the only way to bring the korban. The malika. That's the only way to bring the yot. Mashenkin a behemoth. That's a treifa. That's not the only way to bring the korban. You can bring a korban. It's not a treifa. Ela rather Omar Ravashi, Mishum Diklumem, you could say like this, that Mikora de Dino Pircho, that the first kasha we had to say like for sure Treifa's Puzzle, I could ask a question on that. That Mechikum Isis Law, what did you want to say for simple Savara to say that a Treifa's Puzzle for Korban? Mi Balmum, yet I come home like from a Balmum. And you said what? Mala Balmum. You said a Balmum that even though it's muta lehejit, still it's also legvoya. So a treifa that's also lehejit, for sure it should be also legvoya. So Mora says, no, you can ask the question. Mala balmum, shekein also bo makriven, ke krifen. that by Balmum, not only is there Psu Balmum in the Behemoth, there's also Psu Balmum upon the Balim, upon the owner, upon the Kohen, I mean. The Kohen is also because the Balmum is possible. Maybe that's why a Behemoth Balmum is possible for a Korban, because the Kohen is possible also. My Shankin, if a Kohen is a Trefer, there's no Psu, so maybe a Behemoth as a Trefer would be kosher for a Korban. So that's why I need a Pasuk. I bring your proof from an animal that the yotzei doifen comes out of the side, it's not born normally. There's no psul of a kohen as a yotzei doifen. There's only a psul on a behemoth. A behemoth that's a yotzei doifen is possible for korban, and still a mutal hedjit, even though hedjit is allowed to eat it, allowed to use it. So, and we also look voya. That a yotzei doifen is also legvoya, is sort of a short trefer also. That a trefer that's also lehedyet, for sure it should be also legvoya. Samur says, no, I'll tell you, mali yotzei doifen, but yotzei doifen, she can ain't a kodesh bechora. It has no ktushas bechor. If it comes out yotzei doifen, it's not, there's no ktushas bechor. Maybe that's what can be brought for korban. I will trefer, but trefer there's no psul. Maybe a trefer, if it comes out of a bechor, comes out of a trefer, still would have kedushas bechor on it. So maybe trefer is better than a yotzei doifen. So Mr. Gemara says no. Baal mum yochiach, baal mum will prove it. That baal mum, even though it has a kedushas bechor, still it's not fit l'gvoya. But mala baal mum again, she can also buy makrivim kakrivim. But baal mum has a special chumrah that even a kohen that's a baal mum is also possible. So Mr. Gemara says no. Yotzei doifen yochiach. I'll bring your proof from the yotzei doifen, an animal that comes out through the side, that there's no psul if a kohen comes out of the yotzei doifen. Still, the animal is possul for korban. And therefore, b'chor zerat din, I'll learn out one from the other, that leroy zeh keroy zeh, for leroy zeh keroy zeh. This is not like this, this chumrah is not like that chumrah, and that chumrah is not like this chumrah. But hatzar ha-shava shebem, what's the tzar ha-shava, what's the common denominator? Shem mutaron lehedyit, that these things, the yotzei doifen and balmum, is mutter for hedyit to eat it, to use it. And still the Asurim Legvoya, that it's also to bring it for Korban, a Yotzei Doifen or a Baal Mum. If so, in Svor, I should have said, the Kol Shechein Treifa Shasur Lehedyit, and the Kol Shechein the Treifa, that's also for Hedyit, T the Treifa, so Te Asurim Legvoya, for sure it should be Yasur Legvoya. So again, we're back to the question, what do we need a Pasuk Min HaBokar? Loitzi Yasa Treifa Pshita. Svor says, no, Mal Yatzar Ashav Shabhem, Shechein Lehutrot Mikolam. There's no heter miklolon, a yotzei doifen, a balmum. There's no special heter for it. Tayom of a trefer, mashenken by an animal, that's a trefer. Shutra miklolon, there is a place, that one place it's muta. But since there's one place that it's muta, maybe I would have thought to say also it's muta for korbin. That's why I need the posik. Tadigmor says, oh, malay ravacha bered the rov ravashi. Let's see. Trefer shutra miklolon, mahi. Where is the case of a treifa suta mekloli? Where is this case? Elen, if you want to tell me, malika doila soif, that by a korban of a malika of oila soif, that legvoya, that what that the malika is huta legvoya, that you let it burn the oila soif, even though you only made a malika on it, which a malika by chulin is possible. So you see legvoya, it's huta treifa suta legvoya. Samora says, Balmum nami biyofus istruya istori. If so, balmum also. You should have said the same story by Ipsul, but balmum also. That a balmum also, biyofus is istruya istori. The work was vidarshin, tamas vizichus bevehemo, viyain tamas vizichus biyofus. There's no din that has to be a tam by an oif, even though the oif is a balmum, still is kosher. There's no chil between a zohar and a keva by oifus. So if so, if you want to tell me legvoya, it's not tam hutra by trefa, it's even by Balmum also. The case is Malika de Chatis Saif le Kahanim. Means say by Chatis Saif, when you make a Malika de Kahanim, eat the Boso. Because either it's Hutra, even though really it's a Treifa. By Chulin will be a Treifa. Because the Kahanim, sometimes, Lachilas Kahanim, there's the Hetati the Treifa. Smur says again, no, Kahanim is Meshuchun Gevoy Kozochui. It's not really their own Hetati straight to the Kahanim. It's also considered Meshuchun Gevoy Kozochui. Rashi says, "V'gabi gavoya, aska chon bal mum b'yefes." That after mekloli surai, that not legeit gavoya. That's not enough svar to say you could bring a treifa since it's huta mekloli, because the bal mum also is huta mekloli. But bal mum is muta b'yefes, And still we say, Behemoth that's a Baal Mum, you cannot bring the Gvoya. So you can't prove it to me, a trifle to say, since a trifle, Sutra Mekloloi, meaning by a Malika, because if so, maybe only Malika is Mutta. But by Behemoth, though, a trifle is possible. Just like you see, there's no psul of Baal Mum by Eifus, even though there's a psul by Mum by Behemoth. So Chitzi, you can't bring me any proof. Elamai from Kahanim, Kahanim is also considered like Gevoya. Sumara says, V'yela rather porachoch, it is the question we should have. Mala tzara shavashabhem, shekein mum mum nikar, hataya a yoytse doifin, or a bal mum, the mum is nikar. Everybody could tell, maybe that's why the Torah says you can't use it for a korban. But yama v'treifa, mashenken abhemen it's a treifa, shekein ein mum mum nikar, you can't tell, it's not nikar that it's a treifa. Mishumachi, therefore, it's the chroa, that's why I need a pasuk to tell me that a treifa is possible a korban. But without the extra pasuk, I would have thought to say, maybe treifa since a sutta mikloloi, takut muta to bring for a korban. Now the Gemara is, the treifa miyocha nafka, is it true that you're learning out from the pasuk min habakar? Lois yes a treifa, for the Gemara miyosam nafka, is a pasuk in Yecheskel that says, mi mashki Yisrael, means min hamuta li Yisrael, that you can only bring a korban, something that's muta for Yisrael to eat. A treifa that's also for Yisrael to eat, you can't bring for a korban. And furthermore, another kasha is another pasuk also. Mikola sheyavo tachas hashevet nafka. That it says it has to be an animal that's ready for a korban that could go over the shevet, you can count them, it could move. And mashma treifa is not called a chai, it's not called yavar, Rashi says. So in this pasuk also, I would see that a treifa is not fit to breathe korban. So we dash from here, pratla treifa, sheinu averis. A treif is not called an animal, that's a verse that you can count it like. From Isidema, it doesn't have chius. Says, so what do we need three psukim for to be mamayat the treifa? Smor says, yes, three, we need all three miyutim. Dime mashki Yisrael, if just from the pasuk in Yecheskel, that the korban has to be fit to be eaten by Yisrael, have him in our word thought to say, lamuti hechad loy hoysel shasa kosher, dumya di olok la kerem. Maybe only something that's older than Klai Kerem, that Lechitchila, when it was grown by Yissa. It never had a heta for Yisrael. That's what's possible for Korban. But maybe a behemoth that was once a tam, was once kosher, and later became a treifa, maybe that would be mutter for Korban. Avol hoysel shasa kosher, like a treifa, emet is kosher, maybe you'll still be fit to be brought for Korban. It's kosher achmona, it's supposed to have to say no, kol ha-sheyavor, it has to be fit, it has to have chiyas. And a treifa that doesn't have chiyus is not fit to be a korban. Now, if just for the second pasuk, because the rachmana kol hashayavor have a min avur thought to say lamuta hecha de nitrufa olav seifek disha. If first the animal was a treifa and then you were makdishit, that the hegdish is not chal on a treifa. Dumia de maisa, just like maisa beima, like when you have to count it, it has to be fit to be counted, it has to have chiyus to it. Ah, well, like disha, let's say first you were makdish the animal. Well, if so, if nitrofon later became a treifon, to be yidna the yakdisha, heavy chazah, at the time when you were makdish the animal, it was not a treifa, it was a chai, so it was fit for the kedusha to be chal. Emet is chasher, maybe you'll stay kosher, and you'll still be able to use it for korbin, kosher rachmon, and min ha-bokor, that's what says the third pasuk, or our pasuk here, min ha-bokor, or it's a treifa, that a treifa period is not fit to be brought for korbin, even though the Egdish was chal on it, but if now, before you makrev it, it becomes a treifa, min ha-bokor says that any type of a treifa is possible to be brought for a korban. Now the Mishnah says, echod minchas choyto v'yechod kol ha-menoches. Every mincha and who are din minchas choyto have these halachas, and the Gemara will explain why it says separate here, a minchas choyto, since it says kol ha-menoches. But we all have this halacha that shekom tzazar, if a zar makes the kmit says psula. Oinein, if a kohen does it, but he's an oinein, one of his mishpacha died, he's still an oinein, or else a tful yoin, if he was tummy that day, even though he went to the mikvah before Herod Shemesh, before Tzitz Gechavim, or else mechus to begodim, a kohen that's not wearing his begodim, mechus to kippurim, a kohen that has to bring a korban yet, for his kapara, or else shleirocha chedayim v'raglayim, he didn't wash his hands for the kiyorim, or else a kohen that didn't have a bris milah, tummy, a kohen that's tummy, yoshev, if he's sitting, Oimed agabi kelim, if he's standing, but not his feet that's on the ritzpah, his feet is on top of a kli, or else agabi behema, again his foot is not on top of the ritzpah, but on top of an animal, agabi ragli chaveroi, that's a chidash even with min beminoi, so here it's chaytseitz, if the Kohen's feet is on top of somebody else's feet, posel. In all these cases, if he makes the kmitza is posel. Now, Kamas Pismoil, let's say the Kohen makes the kmitza with his left hand, also posel. Suppose according to the Tanakhama, that's a psul, you can't do anything with it anymore. Then the Seirah, and Ben Seirah says no. Poshut means in the case of Smoil, where the Kohen took it with his left hand, is Yachzer, let him put the kmitza back into the Mincha, and the Yachzer of Yikumas Bimin, let him make the kmitza over again. That's what Ben Seirah holds. As even though Smoil is no good, for there's not Shafa psul in the Mincha. Komat Viola Biyodai Tzor. Let's say Kohen made a kmitza, took a handful, three fingers full, and in the three fingers full, there was a tzoror, there was a piece of pebble, or something, or a gargo melech, or else a piece of salt, like kerach levoina, a piece of levoina, posel, that's not called a kashera kmitza. Why? Mifnei she'omru, because it was said like this, that ha'koymes ha'yoyser v'yachosa posel. If you have too much in the kmitza, or you're missing part of the kmitza, it's posel. The kmitza has to be exact. Now what's called you have too much in the kmitza? What's called hayeser shekonsu? Means mevoirus, where it's sticking out, where from your by your thumb part or by your pinky part it's sticking out there. That's possible. You have to smooth it out there with your pinky and with your thumb. And v'chosa, what's called a kmitza chosar shekonsu b'roishet boisav. You made a kmitza only with the tip of your fingers, and not, you got the whole palm full. Like we'll see in the Gemara exactly how the kmitza has to be. But I call upon it has to be a complete kmitza, nothing more, nothing less. See if inside the kmitza there was some salt or levain or rock, so that took away place from the shemen and the flour. So it's called you're missing from the mincha, from the kmitza, therefore it's possible. Now the Gemara says, Lomali lamis ne'echad minchas chayit v'yechad minchas cholam anachis. Listen, let it just say, Kol ha-menachas should come to Zav Yonin. Let it just say, period, all the menachas. And it'll be included in Minchas Chayta. Minchas Chayta means, if let's say, you were had Tumas Mikdash Gadeshov, or Yeshua was Bitoi, that you have to bring Korban Ha'el of Yerit, and you bring a Chattas for that. So, you bring a Minchas Chayta for that. Says, so, what's the Chiddush? And Minchas Chayta has all these Tzulim, Shita. It says in the Mishnah, Kol ha-menachas. Samura says, yes. Maybe, L'Rabbi Shimon Yitzrach. The Mishnah didn't even according to Rabbi Shimon. The Tanya learned like this. Omri Rabbi Shimon, that Bedinu really should say Minchas Chayta to Neshem and Levoina. Really, Minchas Chayta really should have to have oil and Levoina in it. Why? Shlo Yeh Chayta Niska. Just because he did a Chet, he should not gain on the deal and be able to bring an easier, a cheaper Mincha. If so, Mavnei Ma Eina Tuna, how come the din is that the Minchas Chayta does not need Shemen and Levoina? We do not want his korban to look nice, his mincha to look nice, since he's bringing it for chet. And the same thing over dinu really in svara, chatechatis chelav tuna nesachim. When you bring a korban chatis that comes because of a chet, so also really should have to have nesachim with the korban, like other korbanim. If so, why? Shloye chayte niska. We don't want the chayte to gain on the deal. If so, mavnei mahakan the din is eina tuna. That a korban chatis does not need nesachim with it. Shlo yeh korban amudah. We do not want his korban to look nice. If so, that's the svara. Sanko da the chaminach. I would have thought to say, Hoyo v'yom Rabbi Shimon. Since Rabbi Shimon says shlo yeh korban amudah, maybe by minchas chayta. There's a svara. The Torah doesn't want it to look nice. That's why you don't put shemen and levoino. If so, maybe he comes to lo psulim nami tischasher. Maybe even if the psulim make the kmitza, maybe still is kosher, as long as you have a kmitza here, and it's not supposed to be mahudar, it's not supposed to be so nice. So maybe even if a zara or an onion does it, maybe you'll be kosher. Kamash malon, that's the chiddush in the Mishnah now, that echod minchas chayta also has these psulim. Fred Gemari, Yochi, if so, hosam nami listeni, it should have said the same chiddush then in Masechtas Vochim, should have said it by Echatis, should have said echod chatas chayluv, the echod kol hazvochim. How come the Mishnah in Zvachim doesn't say like this? It on Echas Chatas Chelev V'Yechad Kol HaZvachim. That's the Chiddush is according to Rabbi Shimon. Alma, what do we see from there? That Kivun the Tony Lei Koil, since it says Kol HaZvachim, V'Loi Katoni Chutz, there's no exceptions. It's so Kulu Mashmo. Everyone is Mashmo, even Chatas also. So Hochanam Yosef and Menachos also. He when the Tana Koyol, since it says Kol Menachos, like a Tani Chutz, it doesn't say excluding anything. Kula Mashmo, it automatically be Mashmo Yivir Minchas Choyta. So still back to the question, what does the Mishnah have to say separately? Minchas Choyta and a Minchas and Kol Menachos. Let it just say Kol Menachos. So where it says no, it's still we need it here, because otherwise. Sakwa Dadachim and Rabbah thought to say, Hoyov Yakim Nilaresha, to like Rabbi Shimon, but since the first Mishnah in the Masechta did not come out like Rabbi Shimon, that the first Mishnah said, Shalal Lishmo is possible Oloyolu, and according to Rabbi Shimon, Shalal Lishmo is Kasha, so since the first Mishnah is not like Rabbi Shimon, I would have thought to say, Fundamid like Rabbi Shimon, our Mishnah also is not like Rabbi Shimon, and the meaning to say, the only reason why these things are posel is only not according to Rabbi Shimon, but maybe according to Rabbi Shimon, these things are kosher. Kamash Malon, that's why the Mishnah has the extra to say, Echad Minchas Choyte, meaning even according to Rabbi Shimon, still these things would be posel. So therefore, it's good why here it says, Echad Minchas Choyte, Vechad Kol HaMenachos. To teach us that even goes according to Rabbi Shimon. I wipe the Zvachim not. Because Zvachim doesn't have a minute to say it's not like Rabbi Shimon. But over here, there's a half a minute to say it's not like Rabbi Shimon. That's why I need the extra words. Minchas Choyte, the teacher, even goes according to Rabbi Shimon. Now, Omar Rav says that Zar Shekomatz, if a Zar makes a Kmitza from a Mincha, so Yachzer, let him put it back and do it, and the Kohen can do it over again. It does not become possible. But the Gemara Ivo Anan, Psultanan, and now Mishnah says no, it says if a Zar does the Kmitza, it's possible. The Gemara says, my posel, you know what posel means? Posel lachi yachzer. Just means to say it's posel until you put it back into the mincha. But if you put it back, you could redo it. For the Gemara, Yehochi, if so, hainu ben b'seira. If so, so what's the machlokes between the Tanakama and ben b'seira? That's what ben b'seira also says. If you made the kmitza b'smoil, put it back and do it over again. So, b'smash b'sa machlokes. According to Rav, there's no machlokes. The Gemara says like this. If the claimants are still around, in a case where Zar made the Kemitza, if it's still around, he could just put it back again and let the claimant do it over again. Just like Ben Maseira holds that Shita by Smoil, could be the Rabbanim also like that. Key Pligi, where's the Machlokes though? The Chosar claimants, in a case where after the Zar made the Kemitza, part of the Kemitza now got lost. Here's the Machlokes. Rabbanon, so Rabbanon hold, lo yovim mitoich beisav yimalenu. You're not allowed to bring more seilis from your house to fill up this mincha. You can't bring new one here. Therefore, since from the old one it's missing, therefore it's possible. But then b'seiris savano, yovim mitoich beisav yimalenu. You're allowed to bring from your house and fill it up. That's the machlekes. Machlekes is in the case where it was chosar. After you made the kmitza, could you replace it or not? For the Gemara Yehochi, if that would be the pshat, then ben b'seiru oimer. Yachsa v'yikumatz b'yamin. Why does Ben B'seira just say put the kmitza back and do it over again with your right hand? Ben B'seira ima yachsa v'yovim etech beisav yimalenu v'yachsa v'yikumatz b'yamin miboyle. It should have said that Ben B'seira says that if a kohen made the kmitza b'smoil that and then it got lost, he should have said yachsa. He should have said that yovim etech beisav. Let him go to his house and get some more and fill it up and then do it over again. Let it say the bigger chiddush then. So Marin says, Ki kom a Rav le ben b'seiro. In Echonami, when did Rav say this halacha then? Only according to ben b'seiro in Echonami. That Rav said, that a zar shekomet says yachzer, it's not according to the Rabbanon in Echonami. The Rabbanon talk, Agiyu on Rabbi Shimon, Stam. If a zar makes a kemitza, it's possible, that's it. But Rav is only saying, according to ben b'seiro. In other words, just like ben b'seiro says by Smoil, if a kohen does it with left, and he can do it over again. So Rav is saying the same thing applies if a zar does the kmitza. So Mar says pshita, of course. What's your chiddush? So Mar says no. Ma'adatem, I would have thought to say ad kan lo komachshe ben b'seira lo b'smol. When is ben b'seira machshe on it with his left hand? Avo b'sharp sulim loy. But maybe by sharp sulim, if a zar does it, it won't be al kasha. He can't do it over again. Al apostle komach shulon. That's the chiddush of Rav. Even if a zar does it, also could be redone according to Ben B'seira. And the Morris says, what's the small what with that? The Morris says like this, Maishna Smoil, what's like a small, why would I thought only by Smoil is Ben B'seira matter to redo it? because the Ashkechon lo hechsher of Yom Kippurim, because we find that on Yom Kippur the Kohen Gadol does not use his left hand for certain avodas. So therefore, since we find that with the smoil, here maybe the Mesera holds if a regular Kohen does the kmitza of his smoil, it's not a psul. You could do it over again. But maybe by char psul, if a zar does it, that there's never a heter for zar to do the avoido, maybe there if a zar makes the kmitza, maybe it's psul, you cannot redo it. For the Gemara, so no, zar nami ashkechon lo hechsher b'shchita. Zar also does hechsher b'shchita. A zar can make a shchita by every carbon. Yeah, so maybe if a zar makes the kmitza, then pshita, according to the Mesera, we could redo it. So the Gemara says, no, I'll tell you, shchita lav avoidi. That the zar could do an avoidi, the pshat is, a shchita is not called the beginning of the dalar avoidis. The avoidis of kuna first starts by Kabbalah, but shchita is not called an avoida. That's why it's muta bizar. But an avoid like kmitza, if a zar does it, it could be avad, it'll be possible. So the Gemara says, this true. The loy, is it true that shchita is not an avoida? The omar rab zeru, omar rav, shchita is poro bizar psula. By the Por Aduma, if the Zara does the Shechit, it's possible. And the Yom Rav, Allah, Allah's of Chukik Sibbo. It says, Allah, you need a Lazar HaKoin, you need a Koin to make the Shechit by Porah. That says, Chukik Likuvra. So if you tell me Shechit is not an Avoida, why? Why does the Torah say here that the Por Aduma has to have a Shechit with the Koin? Why? So Mora says, no, Shani Porah, the Kotcher B'de Gabayas. It's a new Allah of Kotcher B'de Gabayas, you have to have a Koin. Even though it's not called an Avoida. But the Mora kind of swears this. For love, called the chen, isn't kavachayma. Kotche bedikabayis boy kuna, mada kotche bedikabayis. Needs a koyin. If so, kotche mizbech loy boy kuna. How could it be that kotche mizbech doesn't need a koyin? For sure, kotche mizbech should need a koyin. Once you're telling me like kotche bedikabayis, a poraduma that has less kadusha, you need a koyin for the shchita because it's called an avoida, so pshita by a regular korbin, kotche mizbech should have to have a koyin for the shchita. Elamai, since the Zara is kosher, Kuritz writes, not called an Avoida. Says, so it's a good kosher, what do you have to have a Koyin by Paraduma for? So Amrav Shisha Bred Ravidi, Midid Hevi Amaras Negoyim. I tell you, it's like the parsha of Negoyim. When you have a neg in your house, a neg on your clothing, a neg on your body, that you need a Koyin to check it out. Even though the Lava Avoida, you know, it's not called an Avoida. Or Boy Kuni, you need a Koyin. So the same thing by Paraduma also, even though it's not called an Avoida, still you need a Koyin. Therefore, it's good why we would have thought only Smoil is kosher according to Ben Seira, because there's a heta by Yom Kippur, but Shenkin Azad is never heta. Fredigmar, why not? Fenelif mi Bama. By the Bamas, even Azad could do the Avoidis. All the Avoidis there. There's the Azad as Hutra also. The Chitem, maybe you tell me, mi Bama lo Yafini, we don't learn off in a Bama. Fredigmar, no. They again use a Bama for Techiach, for a Tanya, we learn like this. Mi Nain li Yotze, how do you know if you have Bosa Kotchim? It has the psul yoytzi on it. Took it outside the azara. Shemolu lo yerid. If you put it on top of the mizbech, you bring it in and burn it on top of the mizbech. Then it's lo yerid. How do we know the mizbech is mekadosh the psul yoytzi? Shera yoytzi kosher b'bama. The proof was that by the bama there's no psul yoytzi. So you see, we do learn out halachas from bamas. Someone says no, there is not a real limud. The main thing there, tana azoyt teres soila samachle. Because there is samach, he's samach on the pasuk azoyt teres soila. So. That's why it's im olo la yerid. But if you have to learn out a limud of hutru, by bom it's not a proof. For the mar is so el taima tiyashmin and rav. So why do we say according to Ben Mesera Taka by all the psulim, the din is, if a zar makes a kmitz, could we do it? Only because rav told us this. Halav hachi without rav, having been I would have thought to say, b'shar psulim possible Ben Mesera. That even by sharp psulim also Ben Mesera says it's possible. Only by small is imata. That's what I would have thought to say. For the Gemara, how could you say that? For a time you learned, we have Yosef of Yudah, we have Lezer of Shimon Imrim, Mach Shirhoye ben Besera b'chol Absulim Kulam. You see clearly, not only Rab, but they also say that according to Ben Besera, any time apostle makes a kemitza, you could redo it. And Vatani, we also learned, the Komatz Mishon, the Pasuk says, Mimokim Shiragli Hazara Medis, that you make the kemitza from the place where the Zara is standing. Now Ben Besera Roimer, Minan, how do I know? Shem komas b'smol shiachsa v'shiachsa. Let him put it back again. V'yachsa v'ikums b'min. Tam lemon. The pasuk says v'komas mishom, meaning mimokim shekomas kvar. Even though kmitza was already made, a mash was made b'psul, you could redo it. If so, if this is the limud of Reb of Ben Mesera, v'chiv on the cross stomach siv. Since the pasuk is mash mistam, according to Ben Mesera, that even though you already once made a kmitza once, you could redo it. It says it's Stam. It's so mali small or mali sharp sulim. So pshit, according to the emissary, doesn't make enough kmina. Who made the first kmitza? Whether it was a zar or a noinain or b'smoil, avad, he could redo it. So what's the chiddush of Rav then? So where it says, el ho kamashmon Rav, Rav teaching us like this, that komatz v'yafilu kiddush, that according to the emissary, even if after you made the kmitza, the zar put it into a klisharus, was mekadosh the kmitza, still the kiddush means nothing, and you could redo it, put it back again. And this is the chiddush, because lafuki mani tanoi, it's not like these tanoim. The tanoim we learned, Reb Yosi ben Yosin, Reb Yehuda nach the marmu, they say, the medav of Amurim, when does, according to the emissary, say you could redo it, shekamat v'loik kiddush, that after the kmitz was not put in the klisharus. Ah, but kiddush, but if you made a kiddush on it, then post, you can't redo it. So you see, Rav is telling us, not like these tanoim. And vika the army, some say, kamat in kiddush loy. That know that Rav meant to say only if you made a kmitza and you did not make a kiddush. But if you made a kiddush, then you can't redo it. And come on, who's Rav teaching us then? Kani tanoim at levis tanoim. Olafukim et tanakam, not like the tanakama. So the kid said there is a kiddush here whether you could redo it or not, if there was a kiddush akli or not. Alright, we'll stop here. We'll continue on doing the other side. Just wait till the end of the tape and then turn over. We'll continue on the other side.